This was mankind's attempt to establish dominion over nature, to claim the earth as their own. When truth be known, they were mere tenants, and their penance would be an oblivion damned of their own hand. The plagues had ravaged these once ravishing lands, and while the affluent flourished, paupers were discouraged from staring too hard at the blind eye hurriedly turned to their circling plight. The blight had only worsened, as the burdened were paid neither heed nor mind, creating ever furthering divide. Mother Earth had intervened, not to terminate the breed, but to germinate the seed in kind prepared. All the while crops withered in their lairs, as thieves of night ignited the douse reeds of conceit, doubted in the very air they outwardly breathed, never once seen of conceit, for theirs was too mighty a fleet to be perceived, at least by those whose keen eyes had been seized, or so they had inclined to believe. You see, the leaves of fall had fallen for an all-embracing reason. Seasons changed to appertain the taste of tasteless treason. Heathens and Philistines preyed on the divine. Vilified for their beliefs, the meek had learned to speak their minds, knew their place and ways to thrive, at which time as the rains arrived. Thus even when the skies were falling, faith reminded heightened calling. This was mankind's final chance to bargain for redemption, seek for state of grace, evade the labor of misapprehension, claim the earth not as their own, but some place they can make a home. For truth be known, the bane opposed no aim of reinvention. Have you ever known a rose that chose to dress no thorn? Only when exposed contrepid bones disclose such blessed warmth. Nature had pre-warned the scorned to know their place, embrace it. Learn to love the stare that bared them naked. And only nature knows if they will make it.